From the studios of Free Radio Santa Cruz, you're listening to Earth First Radio. Stay tuned for No Compromise news, views, poetry, and of course music.
You're cutting chainsaws, killing the trees, something, everything that lives in peace. Our animal friends are on the run.
And welcome to Earth First Radio. I'm Uncle Dennis. Every week I bring you No Compromise news, views, poetry, and music from the front lines of the environmental movement. In the news, you'll hear about the folks who are killing the planet and folks who have detailed information about saving what's left. They all have names, addresses, telephone numbers, fax numbers, email, and web addresses. And I urge you to please go get a pencil or a pen and some recycled paper to write down the information, because this isn't couch potato radio. This is activist radio. And I urge you to take down the information and act on it. You really can make a difference by writing letters, sending faxes, and making phone calls when you aren't out in the woods up in a tripod or locked down at the road blockade. If you have information, announcements, or comments for Earth First Radio, please keep your pencil handy and listen for the contact addresses later on in the show. And I want to remind our local listeners that this is the tape-recorded portion of the show, and we don't take phone calls during the first hour. Got a little note here. If you're interested in bat conservation, bats are very important to many, many ecosystems around the world. You can contact Bat Conservation International at P.O. Box 162-603, Austin, Texas, 78716. Once again, Bat Conservation International, P.O. Box 162-603, Austin, Texas, 78716. Or you can visit their website at www.batcon.org. And a new National Forest Protection video is available. Green Fire Productions has released a grassroots organizing video, Ancient Forest, the Power of Place, in order to build support for forest protection. The video provides viewers with the history of our national forests and suggestions on how they can get involved in conservation. Contact Green Fire. Their phone number is 503-736-1295. Once again, Green Fire. Their Ancient Forest, the Power of Place video is now available. Give them a call at 503-736-1295, or you can send them email at info@greenmedia.org. That's info@greenmedia.org. And the weather is getting cold back east. That means that the folks in the Minnehaha Free State in Minneapolis, Minnesota, need your donations. Warm clothing, hats, gear, gloves, dollars, whatever you can send, they need it at the Minnehaha Free State. So send the stuff to Minnehaha Free State, care of Bob Greenberg, 201 East 27th Street, number 1, Minneapolis, Minnesota, 55408. That address once again, Minnehaha Free State, care of Bob Greenberg, 201 East 27th Street, number 1, in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And they say thanks for any and all that you can do. The Citizen's Guide for Federal Land Exchanges is now available online. Here's the web address, westlx.org/guide.htm. Once again, that email address is www.westlx.org/guide.htm. The guide created by the Western Land Exchange Project is intended to provide citizens with the knowledge and tools they need to understand and participate in the federal land trade process, and it will be updated as often as they need to, and continually, and it will be downloadable and printable. And if you want to order an official printed version, it will be available sometime in November. So get up to that. Here's a phone number for the Western Land Exchange Project, 206-325-3503. 206-325-3503. And coming up on Thursday, November 4th at 12 noon on the North Pacific Highway at the corner of Sage and Beale Streets in Medford, Oregon, will be the protest, the WTO in front of Boise Cascade. Join the Klamath Siskiyou Wildland Center and the Klamath Forest Alliance in protest against Boise Cascade Corporation as part of the International Day of Education and Action Against the World Trade Organizations. So be there November 4th at 12 noon on the North Pacific Highway 99, corner of Sage and Beale Streets, in front of Boise Cascade in Medford, Oregon. In the Bay Area, here's some phone numbers to call on November 4th if you can't be in Medford, Oregon. There's stuff going on all over the country. I just had a couple of announcements that did come in. But at the very least, if you can't go to any of the organized events, call your senator or call the White House. The Capitol switchboard is 888-449-3511. That is a toll-free number, 888-449-3511. Or if you want to pay for the call, 202-224-3121. Once again, 202-224-3121. Call and talk to anyone you can, any senator, congressperson, anybody. And if you want to talk to Al Gore, he probably won't be there. He's out campaigning. But leave the message that you adamantly oppose the free logging agreement, which eliminates tariffs on wood products as part of the World Trade Organization. And if you want more information, contact Sam Johnson of the Rainforest Action Network. His email address, batfish@earthlink.net, batfish@earthlink.net, or give him a call, 415-398-4404, 415-398-4404. And coming up November 13th, the Sonoma County Earth First Gap Action, Saturday, November 13th at noon. Meet at the courthouse and march downtown to the Gap in Santa Rosa. For more information, contact number is 707-874-2996, 707-874-2996. Stop the Fisher family from cutting ancient trees, clear-cutting, spraying toxic chemicals, and killing endangered fish and wildlife. Once again, Saturday, November 13th at noon at the courthouse in Santa Rosa. All right. New forest planning regulations pose a threat to national forests. The Forest Service has released a draft planning regulation last week. Actually, it's been a week or two now. Seriously undermine the value of new forests and their plans. The existing plan revisions have failed to address the real issues or apply enforceable standards to protect national forests. Recent plan revisions failed to adequately consider alternatives to protect the environment, do not incorporate conservation, biology, and the management of species, and do not address threats from recreation, grazing, invasive species, or fire suppression. And they fail to properly consider areas for wilderness designation. If you want to obtain a copy of the draft regulations, here's the webpage, www.fs.fed.us/forum/NEPA/rule. Once again, that webpage is www.fs.fed.us/forum/NEPA/rule. And the comment period ends on January 4th, so get those comments, read the document, and get your comments formulated. Send your comments to CAET-USDA, Attention Planning Rule, Forest Service, USDA, 200 East Broadway, Room 103, Missoula, Montana, 59807. Once again, that address for comments about the new federal Forest Service rules. Once again, you have to have these comments in by January 4th of the year 2000. Send them to CAET USDA, Attention Planning Rule, Forest Service, USDA, 200 East Broadway, Room 103, Missoula, Montana, 59807. They also have a P.O. Box here. You could try that. P.O. Box 7669, Missoula, Montana, 59807. Or if you want to do it on by email, send it to planning_regs/WO_CAET@fs.fed.us. Once again, that email address, planning_regs/WO_CAET@fs.fed.us. November 6th, Can Wilderness Be Wild? The High Uintas Preservation Council, the Wilderness Watch, Save Our Canyons, and other organizations in Utah are sponsoring a conference at the University of Utah Alumni House in Salt Lake City, focusing on the local mountains and their nice ones, their wilderness, connected systems, and native wildlife populations. Want more information? Contact HUPC, the High Uintas Preservation Council, at 435-245-6747. That's 435-245-6747. Please Pass the Word, a celebration of the power of trees to benefit the Sacred Grove Women's Forest Sanctuary, will take place Friday, November 19th from 7 to 10 p.m. at St. John's Presbyterian Church, to 2727 College Avenue in Berkeley, between Forest and Garber, that is. Once again, a celebration of the power of trees to benefit the Sacred Grove Women's Forest Sanctuary. Friday, November 19th, 7 to 10 p.m., St. John's Presbyterian Church, 2727 College Avenue, between Forest and Garber in Berkeley, California. Tickets are $10 to $25, and you can obtain them by calling 510-272-9540. That's 510-272-9540. Every Sunday in the month of October, and there aren't too many Sundays left in October, but if you can find one, North Coast Earth First will lead guided hikes into the endangered Hole in the Headwaters. These hikes focus on the natural history as well as the logging history of the watershed. If you'd like to take a hike, it's 7 miles. It's mild terrain and access is via public access. Hike meets in Arcata at 11 a.m. on Sundays and arrives back in the early evening. Please call 707-825-6598. That's 707-825-6598. Or contact North Coast Earth First by email at ncef@humboldt1.com. ncef@humboldt1.com. And here's a wilderness alert. Help protect California's last wild places from off-road vehicles. Your letter could help protect millions of acres of wild lands. Every year, the Off-Highway Vehicle Division of the California Department of Parks and Recreation grants millions of dollars to federal agencies to support off-road vehicle recreation on California public lands. This is really strange, folks. Much of this money is to support environmentally damaging activities such as the construction of vehicle routes into unprotected wilderness. And despite clear mandates to comply with state environmental regulations, the Off-Highway Vehicle Program has never fulfilled its legal requirements. As a result, hundreds of thousands of acres of public land have been scarred by off-road vehicles and cross-country riding. What can you do? Well, you can send comments concerning this issue to Clark Woy, that's W-O-Y, Department of Parks and Recreation, Off-Highway Motor Vehicle Recreation Division, you can abbreviate that OHMVR, P.O. Box 942896, Sacramento, California, 94296-0001. Once again, that address for your comments on California's off-road vehicle highway, off-highway vehicle division grants, go to Clark Woy, W-O-Y, Department of Parks and Recreation, OHMVR Division, P.O. Box 942896, Sacramento, California, 94296-0001. Or you can send comments by email to cwoy@calohv.com. That's cwoy@calohv.com. Letters are due by Friday, November 5th. Public comment is requested on bioengineered foods. The Food and Drug Administration is holding a series of public meetings this fall to address concerns about bioengineered foods. The public meetings are in Chicago, November 18th from 9 to 6 at One Prudential Plaza, November 30th in Washington, D.C. from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the Grand Hyatt Washington, and December 13th in Oakland, California, from 9 to 6 at the Elihu Harris State Office Building. Once again, November 18th in Chicago, Illinois, 9 to 6 at One Prudential Plaza. November 30th in Washington, D.C., from 10 to 7 at the Grand Hyatt, Washington. And December 13th in Oakland, California, from 9 to 6 at the Elihu Harris State Office Building. Public comment on bioengineered foods. The Grassroots Climate Education Project. The official comment period for the Forest Service Roadless Area Policy is open, and all comments must be submitted by December 22nd. If you'd like a copy of the Notice of Intent, this is President Clinton's Roadless Area Policy. Here's a webpage, www.americanlands.org/forestweb/noticeof.htm. Once again, the webpage is www.americanlands.org/forestweb/noticeof, all one word, .htm. The Forest Service is considering a range of protection options. The weakest proposed option would protect 40 million acres of inventory roadless areas, 5,000 acres or larger, from road building, would exclude the Tongass National Forest, unfortunately. The strongest option protects all 60 million acres from logging and road building, and includes the Tongass National Forest in Alaska, and provides management direction to limit other destructive activities such as grazing and off-road vehicles. You have 60 days to make the point that all national forests, including the Tongass, should be protected. Logging, grazing, mining, off-road vehicles should be prohibited in addition to road building, and all uninventoried and smaller roadless areas 1,000 acres or larger should be immediately protected. Here's the address for your comments. USDA Forest Service, CAET, Attention Roadless Areas, NOI, P.O. Box 221090, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84122. That address again, USDA Forest Service, CAET, Attention Roadless Areas, NOI, P.O. Box 221090, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84122, or email to roadless/wo_caet@www.fs.fed.us. That email address again, roadless/wo_caet@www.fs.fed.us. Well, that's enough announcements. Let's get into some activist news. The U.S. Forest Service recently granted an extension for a tree sit on Watch Mountain in the endangered community of Randall, Washington. Activists with the Cascadia Defense Network have occupied the site in Gifford Pinchot National Forest since early July to protest the pending I-90 land exchange, which is supposed to take place this weekend between the Forest Service and the Plum Creek Timber Company. Cowlitz Ranger District Ranger Harry Cody granted the first ever educational and campsite occupation permit to a nonviolent protest located more than 150 feet above the ground. The original permit was set to expire on Sunday, October 31st, the deadline agreed to by the Forest Service and Plum Creek for exchange of the deeds, but the permittees were granted an extension through the end of November. The legislative fix for the trade desired by the timber company awaits the president's signature as a rider on the pending Interior Appropriations Bill. This rider, sponsored by Washington Senators Murray and Gorton, is one of 59 anti-environmental riders opposed by the environmental community. So the tree sit now consists of several platforms suspended by ropes high in the canopy of an old-growth forest of Douglas fir and other coniferous species. At any given time, there may be as many as half a dozen villagers perched among the massive trees, some as thick as 8 feet in diameter. All right, there are currently 7 known active tree sits from California to British Columbia. If you'd like further information about this tree sit, contact the Cascadia Defense Network, their email address, cdn@chickmail.com. chickmail@chickmail.com. That's cdn@chickmail.com. That's like the little chicken. Or you can telephone them at 360-497-2333. That's 360-497-2333, the Cascadia Defense Network, and we thank them for their news. From Lebanon, we read, Lebanese broke the arm of one Greenpeace activist and injured the back of another, and journalists from the TV stations of the Lebanese Broadcasting Corporation and the Middle East Television were attacked by police, military, and company guards during a protest demonstration today at the dock of the Lebanese Chemical Company. Shots were fired into the air by the Lebanese army, and the camera recording footage for the Associated Press was completely destroyed, according to Greenpeace. Greenpeace Action is opposing the actions of this company, which daily discharges toxic sludge into the Mediterranean Sea from the north coast of Lebanon. Following the arrival of the Greenpeace ship Rainbow Warrior at Salaita, 20 activists climbed the dock of the Lebanese Chemical Company. The protesters were beaten with rifle butts after they raised and attempted to hang banners reading Save Our Seas, Ratify the Barcelona Protocols Now, and Deep Trouble. The film seized from the television reporters were given to the owners of the factory, the Lebanese Chemical Company, who enjoy wide backing from influential politicians in northern Lebanon. Several people were taken in for questioning, but Lebanese President Emil Lahoud, who received Greenpeace Warrior crew member Zeina Al-Haj, spokesperson for the Greenpeace Mediterranean area, and the crew of the Rainbow Warrior last Sunday, has called for an investigation, according to a statement from the presidential palace. Greenpeace has filed a complaint against the Lebanese Chemical Company and presented it to the judicial authorities in northern Lebanon, asking for investigation of the pollution caused by the LCC factory and to take necessary steps to prosecute the polluters. Here's an action update from North Coast Earth First. A total of 11 activists from North Coast Earth First, Northern Humboldt, Not to WTO Coalition, and the Progressive Alliance were arrested a few days ago protesting the International Conference on Trade, Investment, and Tourism for Humboldt Bay and the North Coast, which was held at the Adorney Community Center in Eureka. Early in the morning, 5 North Coast Earth First activists hung a banner from the roof of the building which read, "Free Trade, Our World for Corporate Profits." They were quickly brought down and arrested, but not before the banner was seen by trade liaisons from Japan. Later that day, 5 more activists were arrested. One arrested for peacefully holding a sign in a window. He was told to move, and when asked the police why he was told to move, he was arrested. A second person was arrested when he questioned police officers about the arrest of the sign holder. He refused to leave and was subjected to a pain compliance hold and carried off. 3 more activists were arrested for crossing an arbitrary line near the window view that had been drawn by police. The trade conference serves as a prelude to the Third World Ministerial Conference of the World Trade Organization, which will be held November 29th through December 3rd in Seattle, Washington. The demonstration featured a picket line and the Earth First Armada, which took to the bay with kayaks and bullhorns yelling, hooting, disrupting, and heckling the meeting throughout the event. These ministers must know that our local community will not be sacrificed for globalized corporate powers attending this conference, said Angela Wartz of North Coast Earth First. We must unite the grassroots and resist. Want to remind our listeners out on the internet that Earth First Radio, though we can be heard on 8 different stations around the United States, if you're listening to us on the internet, we would really appreciate it if you would let your local nonprofit or pirate community radio station, whatever it is, let them know that Earth First Radio is available on the web for downloading. The web address is http://radioforall.web.net. That's h://radioforall, the number 4 in the middle there, radioforall.web.net. And we'd like to be heard in your community every week, as we heard many places around the globe. So get your local radio station to rebroadcast Earth First Radio. We're going to take a little musical break here. Let Uncle Dennis rest his voice for just a few moments while we listen to a classic Daryl Cherney tune, Maxam's On the Horizon.
In in a Kilgore, Texas, was born a tailor's son. From the killing of the Indians, he learned how the West was won. His name was Charlie Hurwitz, and he terrorized the land. His killing field was Wall Street, and his gang was called Mac Sam. Mac Sam's on the horizon, an outlaw gang, a raiding company. With Hurwitz running free. Hurwitz stole Pacific lumber, used junk bonds to get cash, left a mighty redwood forest, a pile of broken slash. I think Boski made his millions when a Mac Sam's deal was done. $1 billion paid with redwood blood and the workers' pension funds. Mac Sam's on the horizon, dollars seen in every redwood tree. Mac Sam's on the horizon, ain't no one safe with Hurwitz running free. With the patterns of simplicity, Charlie Hurwitz took his coal from the aluminum of Kaiser to the oil of MCO. He blew $1.25 billion in the savings and loan scam. He put a guilty to insurance fraud. Where's the justice for Mac Sam? Mac Sam's on the horizon, and they're taking over everything they see. Mac Sam's on the horizon, ain't no one safe with Hurwitz running free. Now in the mountains of Rancho Mirage, where the bighorn sheep do dwell, where there used to be a ram in ground at the Ritz-Carlton Hotel. And in Tucson, Arizona, meets the pride of urban sprawl, where the condos and a golf course have a water table stall. Now Earth First offers a reward, $5,000 we will pay. Whoever captures Charlie Hurwitz, and of course that's all you pay. But Mac Sam's on the horizon, can't you see what's going down? Turn the forests into deserts, and the desert leads to towns. Mac Sam's on the horizon, and there's no one left to fight but you and me. Mac Sam's on the horizon, ain't no one safe with Hurwitz running free.
All right, and Earth First Radio will be right back, so stay tuned.